WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Growing calls by lawmakers for the House Ethics Committee to share findings of its investigation into Matt Gaetz over allegations of sexual misconduct and illicit drug use. President-elect Trump standing by his choice for Attorney General. ABC's Juju Chang has more.
Trump's new border czar, Tom Homan, says he's heading down to Mar-a-Lago this week to put the, quote, final touches on a plan that he has said will amount to shock and awe. He says criminals and national security threats will be the first to go. But Homan acknowledges there are many unanswered questions about Trump's plan, including how much it will cost.
Ukraine using the U.S. provided long-range missiles for the first time, targeting Russia's weapons depot near the border of Ukraine and Russia. Russia's president reacting, lowering the threshold to use nuclear weapons. California and the Pacific Northwest preparing for the season's first heavy rainstorm called an atmospheric river. That could trigger flash floods. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A popular Waukesha restaurant has been destroyed by a fire. Ted Allen has more.
Crews were called to Oscar's Frozen Custard just after midnight Tuesday morning to find heavy fire inside the building, mainly in the roof area. Strong winds fanned the flames, which caused major damage to the building. There's no word yet on a cause or if anyone was injured. Oscar's Frozen Custard has two other locations in the Milwaukee area.
A man involved in a fatal crash in Waukesha County has been sentenced to 35 years in prison. 30-year-old Paul Vincent sped off from deputies trying to stop him for not having a rear license plate last December. His car lost control and flipped, killing his two 10-year-old sons and injuring two other people. Vincent pleaded guilty to the charges, including homicide by a vehicle with a controlled substance. Waukesha County District Attorney Sue Opper says that a good father doesn't put their children in danger in that sort of situation. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. The rain goes away today, but the wind sticks around. Look for cloudy skies, temps topping out in the mid-50s, wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows in the mid-30s, still a bit on the breezy side. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 51.
99.7 Max FM.
I don't know why I like it. I just do.
You. Hey, make sure you join us on Saturday for the Baraboo Light Parade downtown. It's going to start at 6 o'clock. We're going to have the stream up and running on our Facebook page. And in conjunction with Baraboo Broadcasting, it'll be shown on Spectrum Cable Channel 10 and Antenna TV 43. Brought to us by our lead broadcast sponsor, Pizza Ranch of Baraboo, and our streaming partners, Baraboo State Bank and Don Larson Superstore. Pre-parade show starts at 5:45.
It was a beautiful day. Sun beat down. I had the radio on. I was driving. Was possible. Hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days and the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine.
Compromise my principles. FM Sports.
15th-ranked Marquette returns home tonight, playing host to 6th-ranked Purdue at Fiserv Forum. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Both teams enter with unbeaten records. That one tips at 8 p.m. tonight. Elsewhere, Green Bay hosting Southern Illinois Edwardsville, and Milwaukee is at Duquesne. The Badgers last night held off Texas Rio Grande 87-84 in Madison. John Blackwell had a career-high 30 in the win. The Bucks also knocked off Houston 101-100 at Fiserv. Brooke Lopez had 27 points and 10 rebounds to lead the way for Milwaukee. Baseball Writers Manager of the Year awards will be unveiled later this afternoon. Brewers skipper Pat Murphy favored to take home the National League award. Yesterday, Brewers outfielder Jackson Churio finished 3rd in the National League Rookie of the Year voting. And today is an off day for the Packers. They're back to the practice field tomorrow. We'll take on the 49ers on Sunday at Lambeau Field. Football Badgers continue to get ready for Saturday's matchup at Nebraska. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Oh,
REM is on 99.7 Max FM. Hey, Dave and Emily from The Morning Show are going to be out live at Backroad Baraboo Motors on Friday. This is from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Stop on out and join them as they help fill the truck from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The second annual Feed the Need food drive happening now to help Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin. If you can make donations of non-perishable food items, they would appreciate that. And help feed neighbors in need with Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin. It is the only homeless shelter in Sauk County. So come on out and help. Again, Backroad Baraboo Motors on Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. with Max FM.
Bye. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Heart to heart, we stand.
And the sounds of Pat Benatar on 99.7 Max FM with Jay. Hey, a new poll out today found the top five must-have Thanksgiving foods. Probably not a surprise. You would imagine that turkey has got to top the list, and it absolutely does. 83% of respondents put that on their list. Stuffing number two at 55%, mashed potatoes at 49%, number three, gravy at 30%, number four, and pumpkin pie, rounding out the top five at 30%. I did see a recipe yesterday for a gravy shot, which is half shot of bourbon, half shot of actual gravy. Got to make sure it's hot, no clumps and gelled up gravy. That would be disgusting.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hey, it's Trayton here. Ready to save big while treating the family to some pizza fun? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, kids eat free every Monday through Wednesday. Yep, that's right. From 11 a.m. to close, one paying adult gets a free kids meal. Make this week memorable with a family night out. Bring the whole crew, grab some pizza, and let the kids enjoy a free meal. Only at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open, too. Come on over, relax, and let Pete's Ranch take care of dinner. See you there.
With some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's time once again for the annual Baraboo Holiday Fair and Fundraiser. This will be happening on Saturday, November 23rd from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. The event is going to be at the Baraboo Arts and Banquet Hall at 323 Water Street in Baraboo. It's going to feature over 60 vendors, crafters, artisans, and practitioners. A free gift will be given to the first 50 adult customers through the door. There's also going to be door prizes, a silent auction, and raffle for Bullies and Friends Pet Rescue. Treat yourself to refreshments available on sale and special entertainment by Ted Hawkins. Again, swing by the Baraboo Holiday Fair and Fundraiser. This is happening on Saturday, November 23rd, and walk away with a full heart and some great holiday gifts. And also on that same Saturday, November 23rd, from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., it's the Dear Widows Weekend Craft Fair at Trinity Lutheran Church and School in Wisconsin Dells. Again, this will be taking place from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. And on both Friday, the 22nd of November, and the 23rd, it's the Holiday Craft Fair in Portage, previously held at the Saddle Ridge Clubhouse. This is going to be now moved to the Bethlehem Lutheran Church on Highway 33 between Portage and Partyville. There'll be lots of parking and 45 crafters on hand. It's open from noon until 4 p.m. on Friday, November 22nd, and then 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. on November 23rd. And that busy Saturday continues with the Portage VFW hosting their chili dinner. This will be from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. as $8 will get you a delicious bowl of chili along with cornbread and a dessert. And again, this will be supporting the VFW Post 1707. It's also where it's located, right behind Walgreens on West Collins Street in Portage. Again, this is November 23rd from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m.
This is your chance to support women and female-owned businesses during the first Wisconsin Women's Wellness Expo. Experience this unique event from 9 to 5 at the Ho-Chunk Convention Center in Baraboo on November 23rd. Admission is just $30, which includes speakers and interactive workshops designed to help you learn yoga, hormone health, herbalism, dealing with menopause, and more. Find your tickets at www.embracingfeminine.com/expo and be one of the first to attend the Wisconsin Women's Wellness Expo.
City weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. The rain goes away today, but the wind sticks around. Look for cloudy skies. Temps topping out in the mid-50s. Wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows in the mid-30s, still a bit on the breezy side. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 51.
99.7
You and I in a little toy shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got, set them free at the break of dawn, till one by one they were gone. Back at base, box in the software, flash the message, something's out there, floating in the summer sky, 99 red balloons. We'll be right back.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Making our way through the latter portion of your lunch hour. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Let's see if we can squeeze in Spin Doctors here in a moment. Lady Gaga is on Max FM now.
Just go ahead now, one last just God.